Thank you, and welcome again to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska. And again, just reminding you that we like to hear your stories. If you find something that's kind of cute or interesting or just maybe off the standard pace, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge@gmail.com.
That's right.
We'll take a look at that. Include the author if you know who it is, because we always like to give you credit, and we like to give credit to the author on those as well. The Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. For the South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana area, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Mike, don't forget about Yesterday's Antiques this summer. This is a place you have to make for a destination. They're in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or you can also make an appointment if that timing doesn't work for you. They have more than 25 vendors. They offer a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. It is just a fun place. Give yourself plenty of time to just wander around and look for treasures.
I was going to give you some information about cowboy hats. Basically, the top 10 best cowboy hat brands that are worth checking out.
Okay.
I found this online and I thought it was kind of interesting. We have a lot of people out in our listening area that wear cowboy hats. So here you go. When people think of the Old West, the first image that appears is probably the iconic cowboy hat. Some may think it's corny and old-fashioned, but cowboy hats have blown up in popularity recently. So this is according to SandCreekFarm.net, their top 10 best cowboy hat brands. And, of course, the number one is Stetson. 1865 is when they got started. Just a little history. When you think cowboy hats, Stetson is usually the first brand to pop up, and rightfully so, as they are the go-to brand for Western wear. Established over 150 years ago in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by John B. Stetson, the reputation of this historic company is almost legendary. Stetson is basically a one-stop shop if you want to suit up in full made in the USA Western style regalia. Number two on their list is Scheplers, and 1899 is when they got started. I learned a little something here. Similar to Stetson, Scheplers has over 100 years experience. The company was founded in 1899 by J.W. Gibson as Gibson Harness Company, and they were founded in Wichita, Kansas. In 1946, Harry Scheppler bought the company and renamed it Harry Scheppler's Saddle and Leather Company. From making saddles and harnessing, the company evolved to produce riding gear, leather goods, as well as Western-style clothing. And, of course, Western-style clothing would include cowboy hats. And then, of course, you've got Resistol, who started in 1927. The best felt cowboy hat brand is what they call it. They began that year as a venture between millionaire E.R. Beyer and Harry Rolnick, who was a hatter. Initially, this hat company produced dress hats with a headband that held the hat's body from the head to resist scalp oil, thus the name Resistol. Back then and even now, Resistol is known for making good quality hats that are worn by cattlemen everywhere to keep the sweat away while herding cattle. The American Hat Company, which started in 1915, the best straw cowboy hat brand, known for their water-resistant straw cowboy hats. The American Hat Company was founded in 1915 by a Russian immigrant named Sam Silver. Though it is younger than some of its competitors like Stetson or Scheplers, the American Hat Company is still a famous name in the cowboy hat industry. In the 21st century, the American Hat Company became the go-to brand if you needed something that's not just stylish, but also functional. And the Burns Hat Company, not very many people know about that. They were in 1876, just Burns for short, is the oldest Western attire brand that's still owned by the same family that founded the company over a century ago in 1876. Its founder, Miles Lemoyne Burns, envisioned the Burns name to be known by all cowboys in the U.S. Through six generations of ownership, Burns 1876 has and still produces some of the best cowboy hats to ever exist. Now, some of the others, J.B. Brooks Custom Hat Company, which started in 1991. Watson Hat Shop in 2001, relatively recent newcomer. Area, 1993, the best cheap cowboy hat brand, they said here. Now, a point of interest, and Jim told us about this at one time, Area was founded in 1993 by Beth Cross and Pam Parker. The name Area was derived from the last five syllables of an award-winning racehorse named Secretariat.
That's right.
A lot of times we've mispronounced that. I've been guilty of that.
Yeah.
Saying Ariat, and it's actually Ariat. I have more hat stuff for you coming up on another edition of The Good Stuff.